Yo, what's up, guys? Amala here. Taylor's here, too.
Oh, wow, wasn't expecting that, but it's fine.
I always like to throw it over to Taylor just at a random moment's notice and see how he reacts to it. Today, guys, I wanted to bring you a special video. How often do you guys go on Instagram? I don't know if you guys are Instagram fans. I'm a huge fan of Instagram. I spend way too much time wasting my life on that app. But sometimes when I scroll through Instagram, specifically on my Explore page, I get recommended all these different leftist infographics that are artsy and all this stuff, but have the leftist messaging in them. And they're so popular. I'm talking tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of likes on these infographics. And I always get one from an Instagram account in particular called Feminist. It's just Feminist. Somehow they got that name as their Instagram. And I want to go through and react to some of the graphics that they have on their Instagram because so many people are liking and commenting on these. Anytime a breaking news story comes out, anytime we're talking about a new social issue, this is one of the go-to Instagrams for the political left. So I wanted to go through and react to some of these. I pulled some up for you guys, and we're just going to take a look and give our just straightforward reaction to these. Okay, number one. Here's a picture. So artsy. Women's rights are trans rights. Oh, man. You guys know how I feel about this. You know, women are women. Men are men. There's not really any moving in between those two categories. And that's my view of it. Of course, that's now been deemed to be transphobic, which is such an interesting word because I'm not scared of trans people. I'm just simply stating what the reality is. So women's rights are trans rights. I mean, I get the argument. We've heard people say this time and time again, you know, if you're a biological male who identifies as a woman, I guess now you've taken on the women's rights struggle, which I don't understand because for so long, feminists in particular, and this Instagram account is called Feminists, have been saying, you know, we are constantly fighting the patriarchy, we are fighting men, but now biological men get to say that they're women, and are they suddenly people who experience the oppression of the patriarchy? Do they suddenly take on all the women's issues that we've faced our entire life, according to the feminist side of things? I'm confused. So if anybody could clarify that for me, I would love to know. But we really need to start making more art on the conservative end of things because these little cute pictures with the stickers on the face, this has 46,000 likes and so many different comments on it. And people agree with this. And really, the left has taken over, in some part, lots of the art and creative fields in this country. Because I guess naturally, people who are seen as creative and artsy are labeled as open-minded, and with open-mindedness comes leftism, and then you get these little graphics that young people love and they see and they're like, oh, I totally agree with that. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything, but women's rights, trans rights, not the same thing. Not the same thing whatsoever. And the blatant contradiction that is allowing biological men to take on women's rights should be just glaringly obvious to everyone. But I guess not. Let's move on to the next one. Gender stereotypes are trash. And we have, I think, a female garbage man. Right, Taylor? That's a female garbage man?
I guess so.
Which, how often do you see a female garbage man? Let's be honest here. I know we're saying gender stereotypes are trash, but why do stereotypes exist? They exist because, in a lot of ways, they're really true. That's why when comedians make jokes about stereotypes and people laugh, they don't laugh because it's not truthful. They laugh because they feel it. They laugh because they see it. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there really aren't that many female garbage men. It's honestly why we call them garbage men.
This is one of those when you say weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, right? Like, okay, cool. You can break gender stereotypes. Like, that's totally a thing. You can be a woman who, you know, pummels the expectations of what it means to be a woman and steps outside of the typical stereotypes for a woman, but the stereotypes still exist. And they're not trash. They're just real. I want to read some of the things on this garbage can. Men are aggressive. Women are graceful. Men are competitive. Boys are better with numbers. Women are maternal. Can men be maternal? I mean, in essence, a man can be maternal. But in the true sense of the word, men cannot
be
maternal.
Nurturing, but maternal by definition has to do with motherhood.
Exactly. Exactly.
Words, guys.
Come on, guys. Let's be real with each other. There's more on the trash can. Boys don't cry. Men are breadwinners. Females are overly emotional. Girls are more creative. Men are leaders. All women enjoy cooking and cleaning. Guys, you know, these things can be true while also having men and women who step outside of the boundaries. That's fine. And men do have innate characteristics that make them, what are the things written here, more competitive, aggressive, make them leaders, make them breadwinners, make them less apt to cry. And women have characteristics, biological characteristics, that make them more graceful, make them maternal, make them more creative, make them value people more than numbers, as Jordan Peterson would say. We can accept those things about us and go, I totally am going to disagree with that. I'm a very assertive woman, at least on the show, maybe not in my normal personal life, but that steps outside of the typical womanly characteristics. And guess what? I'm okay with that. But I still acknowledge the stereotype, and I acknowledge that it's true. We don't have to get rid of everything that's ever been true simply because we fall outside of those characteristics. Let's move on to the next one. Apparently, it's Non-Binary Awareness Week. I didn't know that. Which, apparently, we just get to name things and name days and name weeks and then push it on everybody, and that becomes a thing. That's exactly what happened with Pride Month, which I thought we already went through, but now continues into July. Taylor, what did you say the other day?
I'm gonna say, yeah, have you seen that trade offer meme, right? Like, I receive, you receive. Yeah. So, trade offer. I receive 11 months of normalcy. You receive 1 month of Pride Month, and you can get all your special weeks and days and celebrations and rainbows and everywhere. Just put that. I think most people in America today would just be like, you know what? Sure. Go ham for a month. Just leave us alone the rest of the 11 months.
Yeah, because we're over it, man. Look at all the stuff we're willing to concede because we're so over it. It's such a personality trait at this point. I watched a video this morning on TikTok of like the main actors from the new Thor movie, and they're on stage and they're being interviewed about the movie, and the interview question is like, how gay is this film, Natalie? And Natalie's like, it's super gay, and the whole crowd just is cheering in unison over that. Guys, come, like, get over it. Even as conservatives, for the most part, are like, okay, we get it, just leave me alone, like, I don't care, do what you want to do, but I don't care, and don't tell me about it anymore. But here's where we are. This next one is, I have very little to say about this, but there is no one way to look non-binary. And to that I say I completely agree, because there's no such thing as non-binary. There's no such thing. So there is no way to look non-binary. You simply are a man or a woman. And guys, don't take this as some sort of insult. I know people are going to hear this and they're going to go, you're non-binary phobic or whatever the word is for what I just said. It's not, dude. It's actually very liberating to go, yeah, I'm a woman, but I'm like super masculine on some days and I'm super feminine on other days. And to go, oh yeah, I'm a man. But sometimes I like to access that feminine side of me, and that's so cool. I'm not telling you can't be what you want to be. Do whatever it is that you want to do. And you can even call yourself non-binary for all I care. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, you know, conform to what you think you are. I'll just allow you to be what you want to be. But why not just say I'm a woman who doesn't conform with the typical idea of what it is to be a woman? Or on any given day, I don't know if I feel more feminine or masculine. That's fine. You know, nobody's going to pull your arm because of that. It's cool. So yeah, there is no one way to look non-binary, guys. I should honestly share this infographic on my Instagram and be like, you know what? I concur, doctor. Next, Pride means a reminder that queer people are everywhere in every city every month of the year. No shit, Sherlock. I was contemplating saying that, but yeah, no shit, Sherlock. We know that there are queer people everywhere in every city every month of the year. I don't imagine that they just suddenly appear in the month of June when the rainbows come out, or that, you know, they are constantly hiding in places that we don't know about. Of course there are queer people everywhere in every city, and I'm sure they're there every month of the year, as is the state of human existence. So I don't need an entire month where corporations and companies shove rainbows down my throat, to acknowledge that. And totally fine. Guys, here's a out there idea. But you can basically love who you want to love. And you can engage in relationships with whoever you want to engage in relationships with. As long as you're adults, you know? Or of the right age, you know, teenagers and teenagers. We don't want to get into the less than legal stuff. But that's totally fine. Well, I don't need an entire campaign about it. I don't need to have you guys parade around in the streets while throwing out condoms from floats and engaging in sexual kinks while kids walk with their moms and dads. It's totally fine. And I guarantee, if you found anybody who's going to stand in your face and be like, this is disgusting and I don't want to see it, it's a very small group of people. And that's okay. Because there's small groups of people on the opposite end of things, on the leftist extreme side, who would absolutely hate me and would say that to my face. But it's okay that they exist. I'm not going to run a campaign about having conservative pride in the middle of July because of that. No, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to continue to lead my life. Okay, a couple more here. Ah, I love these signs. Like, every time there's a protest happening, I just love to see the creative signs that come out. Also, it kind of shows me you don't care all that much. Like, the signs that came out during Roe v. Wade of, like, the girls saying, like, girls just want to have fun, demental rights. If you're going to make your sign into a joke or some sort of play on a song or a rhyme or make it just this crass, disgusting display of your ideology, I don't believe you're truly passionate about the cause. I don't. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you got your Instagram picture and it's framed perfectly and you look really angry in it and you look like you're going to do something outside the Supreme Court, but I don't believe that you actually have moral conviction in what you're saying. Because if you did, and if you wanted to make a sign, I think it'd be something serious. It'd be something straightforward because it's a serious issue. So a sign that says girls just want to have fundamental rights shows me that what you're doing is performative. Now, this is a little different. I take this one a little bit more seriously than the girls just want to have fundamental rights. Let's read it. If my uterus shot bullets, you wouldn't regulate it. Who's going to tell her that guns are regulated in the United States of America? Who's going to tell her that there are certain areas where you can't bring guns? There's definitely not certain areas in the United States where you can't have a uterus. I'm so sorry. But it's not a proper argument. It's not a proper argument. Guns are far more regulated than your uterus is in the United States of America. And really, it's not a regulation on your uterus. It's just a regulation on a procedure called abortion. That's really it. It has very little to do with regulating you and your body. Just simply says if you're going to engage in an activity that creates another body, maybe you shouldn't be able to take the life of said body. But I get what they were going for with the sign here. I've seen thousands of different iterations of this exact quote, and every time they are more wrong than the last. Okay, one more here on the feminist Instagram page. I am getting woozy. It's not a phobia, you're just an asshole. I agree with the first part. It's definitely not a phobia. I wish I could insert that one TikTok that I have on my phone.
Don't say I'm homophobic because the last thing I am is scared of you guys.
Because it's true. It's not a phobia. To imply that there's some sort of fear attached to the ideas that are being expressed by people who don't agree with this ideology is inherently wrong. It's not due to fear at all. It's just disagreement. It's simple disagreement. It's disagreement with the dogma. It's disagreement with the enforcement of that dogma on other people. And by and large, people who would be qualified as homophobic or transphobic or xenophobic or any of the phobias, all they're saying is, you can do what you want to do. Don't push it on me, though. In fact, I don't care what you do for the most part. Don't push it on me, though. And don't push it on kids. That's a big line for people as well. There's no fear there. In fact, it's quite courageous to stand in the face of these people and go, yeah, no, totally fine for you, not for me, not for my kids, not for the kids of this community. Nothing, no phobia there. And it's not being an a-hole either. And I hope that one day people realize that. And there are many members of the LGBTQ plus community who would look at an Instagram page like this and read the graphics and all the artsy stuff and go, ugh, look what they've turned this community into. And so many people have come forth and followed this channel and they comment on it and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm lesbian or I'm gay or I'm trans even. And I don't agree with any of this stuff that people are posting and talking about. And I think there's going to be a revolution there because it's happening over and over and people are coming out in mass and saying, yeah, no, I don't align with this messaging. I just want to lead my life and be left alone. And now that we're legislatively equal to everybody else in this country, I think we can be quiet about it. And I think we can lead normal lives. Is that what you're fighting for, though? Because it seems like attention-seeking, we want to be better than, we want to throw this in the face of, because legally you're equal. So what else do you need? What else are you looking for if not general equality? Because that's so often the word that goes attached to these campaigns. But it doesn't seem to be what you're fighting for because we've achieved that. Much with feminism itself, as I say, as this Instagram is titled Feminist as the username, feminism has achieved what it set out to achieve. So what are you fighting for now? Because we're equal, homie. Me and Taylor are equal. I'm equal to every other man that's out there walking in the street. Same rights, same privileges, if not more, because I'm a woman in America. So what else are you fighting for? And if you're leftist watching this right now because you love this Instagram account and wanted to hear, differing viewpoints from what they've posted, comment down below and answer that question. What are you still fighting for? Because, like I said, we are equal. And guys, that's it from looking at this Instagram post. Let me know if you want me to go through more of these really famous leftist Instagram pages, because there's a lot. I've been down the rabbit hole and I have so many on a list that I want to go through and look at with you guys, get your opinions on it, give my opinions on it, hear some rebuttals. So let me know down below. And if you have a specific page that you'd like me to look at, I would be happy to go through and do that. Is there a point that you wish I made that I didn't make today? Is there a point that you disagree with? Drop that down below in the comments. Is there a differing perspective that I haven't heard? Drop that in the comments down below and let me know your overall thoughts. Also, do you guys follow accounts that have opposing views from you? I do because I like to keep up with the day-to-day, keep my argument strong, be ready, and sometimes I even agree with them, just like this photo. It's definitely not a phobia. I agree with that. So let me know. Guys, if you like this video, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post new content for you, which is basically daily because we're hustlers over here at PragerU. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you'd like to listen to our podcast, go to Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, and leave us a 5-star review. Let us know that you love the show. Let other people know that you love the show. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.